Chinese President Xi Jinping's called for disaster relief efforts in Henan for the flooding that's killed at least 12 people in the capital, Zhengzhou. He asked officials at all levels to treat people's lives as the top priority. The central Chinese province has activated a top-level emergency response after non-stop torrential downpours flooded its cities. The Chinese Ministry of Emergency Management has dispatched 1,800 firefighters from seven other regions to flood-hit Henan Province. The reinforcement efforts also include 250 boats, 18,500 pieces of flood relief equipment, seven high-performance pumps, and 11 machines to supply fresh, clean drinking water. Firefighting authorities in Henan have also dispatched 180 rescuers, 43 fire engines, and 22 boats from other cities in the province to help Zhengzhou. China's released a decision on improving birth policies to promote long-term and balanced population development. The decision allows a couple to have three children and draws up supporting measures to encourage births. China will improve the public services related to family planning, particularly for children's upbringing and care for the elderly. The country will also enhance demographic surveillance and forecasts. The decision has been adopted by the Communist Party of China's Central Committee and the State Council. A Chinese official says the North Atlantic Treaty Organization should cease military buildup in cyberspace. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says NATO should start tackling its member states' cyber theft campaigns before accusing others. The spokesperson says China firmly opposes and combats all forms of cyber attacks. He also called the United States the world's largest source of cyber attacks. The spokesperson says China will take necessary measures to firmly uphold its cybersecurity and interests. Jeff Bezos has successfully made it into space and back in a crewed flight of his company Blue Origin. The Israeli Ministry of Science and Technology says the country and Japan have signed an agreement to conduct a scientific experiment on the moon. Israeli startup company Helios, with the support of the Israel Space Agency, will be integrated into the moon mission planned by the Japanese company iSpace. The Israeli ministry says Helios plans to conduct the first ever experiment to produce oxygen and metal from lunar soil, which will also be the first time in history that a new product will be produced on the moon. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is open for cooperation in aviation and astronautics with all interested countries. Putin made the remarks when addressing the opening ceremony of the MAX 2021 International Aerospace Show. He also urged scientists and designers from different countries to work together for new breakthroughs in improving flight safety and reducing aviation's negative impacts on the environment.